You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me so angry? I'm going to tell Ernest and Julio Gallo to go stick a cork in it. Me and Perrin went out celebrating last night at this fancy steakhouse out by the interstate on rail. Well, I think it's fancy anyway. I mean, any place you order a steak by its name instead of a number, I think it's fancy. Well, Betty, this waitress, takes our order, and she said, you just want to see the wine list? Well, ain't that queer? A separate little menu just for the wine. Like, ain't enough decisions to be made with the butter or sour cream on your potato stuff, right? So I figure this might be a good time to pull out my Earl Pitts wine connoisseur routine. So I says, Betty, what wine would you suggest? And she said, we got a wonderful Chardonnay, a delightful Cabernet, and a sassy Beaujolais. And I says, well, whatever gets us stinking drunk the quickest. And Betty said, we have a good selection of Chardonnays and Rosés. And I said, not to me. A good wine must caress the palate, complimenting the meat without overpowering the food. A good wine should be a aromatic blend of fruitiness with a subtle texture and a slightly nutty aftertaste. I seen it on TV. Betty smiled at me. She appreciates a good wine connoisseur, she said. I got just the wine for you, Earl. And I stop her, she turns, and I says, and Betty, to me, a good wine ought to cost less than $4 a bottle. Wake up, America! And I think twice, I said, no, better yet, Betty, skip the wine and bring us a pitcher of draft and some beer nuts. And let me think, do I get genuine draft, regular draft, March? Oh, well, it's a good month for regular. I'm Earl Pitts, American. Pitch off!